Hi, I'm Scott Hallman, your pastor for the day. What did we do before Sigmund Freud? I bet you've never heard that one from a pastor before. The thing is, Freud has probably done more damage to the world than helped. Not only have most of his more famous conclusions about psychoanalysis been rethought these days, but originally they had a much bigger impact. They gave people an alternative to God when dealing with difficult issues. Freud's work became well known after we entered the 20th century, and he's still a household name today, 100 years later. In addition, he's solely responsible for one of the most popular majors in college life. He's made numerous other people in the field famous, made Pavlov salivate at all the money he was going to make, and invented the couch. Okay, not the last one. The problem is, Freud's work not only established a method of coping for people that included blaming others, blaming sex, and a few other things for all our woes, but gave us all an option other than God. His work also led the way for the development of the drug industry that makes billions today, trillions actually, convincing folks they can't live without them. Now don't get me wrong, therapists, medications, and other things have helped many, many people. I get that. But by diverting attention from our Creator, Freud is single-handedly responsible for a distraction that has gotten in the way of faith. There are two schools of thought on this subject. One is that the Bible doesn't really address the subjects of psychology or psychiatry. The second one is it does, and it does on practically every page. In this world you will have trouble, Jesus assured us in John 16:33. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Whoa, there's a gem we can ponder while laying face up on our couch. The problem is that for the Bible to help us with any problem, we need to believe that it's the truth, and we need the faith of a mustard seed. Many don't have even that. For them, this message probably sounds like a lot of gibberish. But the answer to any problem we can present to God is that the day is coming when Christ will return and take all those who believe in him to a place where there will be no need of couches, because there will be no problems, only blessings, perfection, beauty, and love. It's that hope that helps believers overcome the challenges we all face in this evil world. God not only created us, but he wired us, and only he knows the answer to every problem. For those out there who have been helped by therapy, don't let this stop you. Every church is filled with people who need to be reminded that Jesus loves them from time to time again. And the couch is okay, as long as it doesn't replace faith, which is the only path to eliminating all our problems once and for all. This has been Scott Hallman, your pastor for the day. Until next time, do your best and let God do the rest.